The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, natural health expert Jordan Rubin shares how incorporating probiotics into your diet can strengthen your immune system.
It's not that natural remedies are miracles. Oftentimes, they're just missing. So if you're missing probiotics and you put them back in your gut, then all of a sudden, you can digest gluten, you can digest dairy. The same probiotics that make our plants healthy, that make our animals healthy, were supposed to be in our diet all along. We've eliminated them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tammy Trent, and I'm here with Randy Robison. So great to be back. Welcome to Life Today. And guess who's back? Jordan Rubin is back with us again, and he's got another heavy book, which means he's got a ton of information that he wants to pass on to us. Thank you for being here, Jordan. I'm so glad you're here, and I just want to tell you, I just ordered your probiotics.
Awesome. Well, I saw you in a restaurant randomly, and you told me that you were reading the book and getting into gut health, which kind of we wait a little too late to do that, right? And you don't like to think about your stomach,
right?
Because when you do, that's usually a bad sign. But I learned the hard way through my own digestive illness that life and death really emanates from that long hollow tube we call our gut or our colon or our digestive tract, and it's a topic we don't want to address at the dinner table, but you need to really focus on gut health because everything from physical beauty to your joints to your immune system really is governed by what happens in your digestive tract.
Okay, I want to ask lots of questions about that. But so when we look at the probiotic diet, the book that's available now and we want people to get, what are probiotics? Just give us the foundation because I think some people have some misconceptions or they just don't know what that means.
Probiotics are simply good germs.
Okay.
Now, growing up, you think your parents and grandparents, that's an oxymoron, right? Because all you ever heard about was bad germs. But your gut houses trillions of bacteria. That's more than all the cells in your body. And now we know from modern science that those bacteria govern everything from your amount of body fat you store, to the brain chemicals you produce, to how effective your immune system is at fighting germs, to everything in between. And researchers and scientists knew it years ago because they developed a concept. It was called autointoxication. It's a long scientific word, but it meant that what happens in your gut, the body is a reflection of exactly that. And now we're realizing that probiotics, those good germs that keep the bad germs at bay, think of them as sort of the policemen, the special forces, your internal army, they make sure that your body functions properly. Certainly, they're going to help reduce gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea. They're great for health conditions such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, IBS, celiac disease, GERD. But they do so much more. They even help control, as I mentioned, the chemicals in your brain. More serotonin is produced in your gut than is even produced in your brain.
So my mental health is connected to my gut health?
Absolutely.
That's interesting because, you know, we've got a pandemic, if you will, of mental health illness right now. Do we maybe just need to look at our diet, shift our diet, change it?
I absolutely believe that whether you're dealing with, we'll call it adult mental or behavioral issues or childhood, there's an absolute epidemic of ADHD, autism, Asperger's, what you'd call pervasive developmental disorders. Believe it or not, probiotics help balance your skin. If you have eczema, psoriasis, it's absolutely amazing what can happen when you balance your gut and you do it starting with probiotics. But think about this. I want to share something with you that I haven't often shared. The Bible says we come from the dust of the earth. It's not dust. It should be translated topsoil. And I'm a farmer now, so I can talk farm lingo. The word humus is the Latin word for topsoil, not what you put on, you know, chips and pita. The humus is where we came from. All the elements that are in our body came from the soil. But the same root word for humus is human. So we didn't come from the dust of the earth. We came from the soil. And when we have had all of our topsoil depleted, when we have treated our land poorly through modern agriculture, we have lost probiotics or microbes and minerals. The same probiotics that make our plants healthy, that make our animals healthy, were supposed to be in our diet all along. We've eliminated them. It's not that natural remedies are miracles. Oftentimes, they're just missing. So if you are missing probiotics and you put them back in your gut, then all of a sudden, you can digest gluten. You can digest dairy. You don't have post-meal abdominal distension, or maybe your eczema gets better. Or again, if you have a serious condition like I did, Crohn's colitis, it is essential to balance the germs in your gut. And I want to make sure everyone understands this isn't some new discovery.
Right.
We came from the earth. We're going back to the earth in a physical sense. And God created elements within the soil to get into our plants and our animals that we eat to get into our bodies. And if we disrupt that chain, we suffer. So I believe everybody watching, whether you've taken an antibiotic dose once, whether you've put hand sanitizer on once, whether you have swam in a chlorinated pool or consumed something heavily caffeinated or been angry at somebody, you've damaged your gut. If you were born via C-section, not breastfed, that's very common these days, you missed out on your initial probiotic dose.
Wow.
And these are things that we find day after day. People say, well, I've got terrible health challenges. And I say, let me guess, C-section birth, you weren't breastfed, you had recurrent ear infections, tubes in your ear, lots of antibiotics, and then you have allergies and all these other things. What you need to do is reestablish your probiotics in your gut the same way you would replant roses in a garden that has been destroyed. We call it the garden in your gut, and the flora or flowers are probiotics.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Okay, my mind is blown a little bit. For me, how do I know that I'm taking the right probiotic? Do I need 10 billion? Do I need 40 billion?
It's a great question.
Do I need 80 billion?
Here's the funny part and the sad part. More is not more. And I could go into details if we had more time, which we don't. It's all in the book, by the way. But I learned about probiotics when I was ill. And during my battle with Crohn's disease, I took 30 different probiotic products, not capsules a day, bottles. None of them worked. So I was completely sworn off of probiotics. But I was following a biblical-based diet that I later wrote about called the Maker's Diet, and my dad sent me this dark-colored powder with a typewritten page. I have to explain for the young people what that means, like there's a typewriter, and anyway. And it said, this is the missing element in our soil, and it was called soil-based organisms or soil-based probiotics. When we damaged our farmland and our soil, we lost that connection, and we stopped consuming these soil-based organisms. If you add them back, your gut will be balanced and your body can be restored. So when you ask me, what are the ideal probiotics? They're called soil-based organisms. And when I was in Italy in 2007, I was in a pharmacy and I looked at a probiotic that they said to take during antibiotic use, which was interesting because antibiotics kill all bacteria. They kill the bad germs, and they kill your good germs or probiotics. But God created soil-based organisms to survive heat, to survive antibiotics, to survive acid. So if you're going to a refrigerated cooler in a store to buy a probiotic, the only way it's going to work is if you're in a refrigerator while taking it. I really think people are wasting billions and trillions of dollars, but also it's an illogical way to boost your gut. So we talk about these soil-based organisms. I've been talking about this and consuming them since I was 19 years old, so almost 30 years. I've traveled internationally, like you all have. I double up on my dose before, during, and after. Other people are down and out with what you'd call Montezuma's revenge. But I have always been able to withstand that, even though I've had gut issues, severe ones, as a younger person, because I'm proactive and I take control of my gut. But the gut germs called probiotics, particularly soil-based organisms, do so much more. And we give you complete details on the probiotic diet, not only of what probiotic supplements to take, but how to consume probiotic foods and beverages with every meal the way your ancestors did.
See, that's what I wanted to ask, because is this strictly a supplemental thing, or is this something that a better diet would help naturally remedy the missing germs in my body?
You always start with diet. Okay. Supplement means in addition to. Right. The reason we supplement is because we don't consume something healthful for us in our diet, but probiotics can be consumed with every meal. There's probiotic beverages such as yogurt, kefir, even sour cream and cheeses have probiotics. Mm. Pickles, the original way they were created, or pickled cucumbers, had probiotics. Sauerkraut is a quintessential probiotic food. Kimchi, which is Korean sauerkraut, if you will, is amazing. Every condiment from ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and relish was a probiotic-rich food in the past. Pickled ginger that you get at Japanese restaurants, that was a probiotic-rich food. You can even get probiotics, or at least you could, in jams, jellies, and preserves. Really? And best of all, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob consumed them. Jesus consumed them. Think, there's a prophecy in Isaiah that says, curds and honey will he eat in order to know the good and choose the good and refuse the evil. Curds, sort of like a soft cheese, was made in the Bible because they didn't have refrigeration. The preservation methods was through probiotic fermentation. So yes, you can get probiotics in your diet. Apple cider vinegar has probiotics. Kombucha, which we talked about off the air.
Yeah.
It's a beverage that's popular that has probiotics. Mm. The list goes on and on. Every meal that you consume probiotics will be a meal where you digest your food better and feel lighter afterwards.
Mm. Are we putting in a lot of antibiotics in our bodies without knowing it every day?
Yes. That's a dirty little secret people don't want to talk about and we don't want to hear about, because in our food supply, in our dairy, there are traces of antibiotics. In our meat supply, in our water, because antibiotics are used so pervasively in agriculture. And what happens when you get low doses of antibiotics every day, when you need them to work, they don't. So that's why you're having resistant strains of bacteria. And first of all, I will use a word I really like now. Killing germs to win the battle for your health is a reductionist mentality. If you kill 1,000 germs or try to, one of them's going to survive and multiply, and you can't win. You have to be in balance. If you've got a healthy gut teeming with probiotics and you happen to eat something that is off, you might not get food poisoning where others will. It isn't the germ. Even Louis Pasteur, who developed the germ theory, said on his deathbed, and I talk about that in the book, there's a great chapter, because the germ theory is not accurate. It can't be accurate because germs make some people sick.
Right.
But others are healthy. So the way to resist germs is to boost your body. It's the host, we're the host, not the germ that matters. And the probiotic diet, what it really can do is help you build a resilient gut, a resilient body, and therefore boost your brain, boost your energy, lose weight, build muscle, help your skin look more beautiful. That's what you can do. There's even great research on probiotics helping you boost your bone health during menopause. I mean, you think anything you can think of, and we talked about this, depression, anxiety, et cetera, you want to balance your, quote, brain chemicals, serotonin, et cetera. Probiotics will help you do that. There's even probiotics now they call psychobiotics, because they know they literally transform your brain health from right here. Wow. And after all, the number one fear in the world, believe it or not, is public speaking. And when you speak in public, do you have a headache or no? You've got butterflies in your
stomach. Huh? Mm-hmm.
You've got, so that's the brain chemicals.
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay. So how do I know, how do I do a gut check?
Yeah.
Do I just go, okay, well, I've got some of those symptoms that he's talking about, therefore it's probably that? Or is there some other way to know what's going on inside?
Yeah, there's two ways, and one is the gut check. And again, we don't like to talk about this at dinner. I have the blessing of overcoming, through God's grace and healing, a digestive disease. So that means that I was given the opportunity to spend the rest of my life talking about people's bowel movements. There you have it. And I've heard and discussed every single thing you can think of. You know if you have gut issues, but we try to sort of brush them aside. We think they're normal. We're belching, gas, bloating. We feel like we have a bowling ball in our gut. Those things we know. But I mentioned earlier, if you've been born via C-section, if you've been on loads of antibiotics as a young person or an older person, you're deficient in probiotics. If you've used a lot of external products that are sort of killing your microbiome, if they will. That means your microorganisms, your probiotics. You need a probiotic boost. Some of us were teenagers, and there was a very popular medication called Accutane, which was, and even tetracycline, yes. Which is an antibiotic. We use that for skin. You need gut support. In fact, Accutane, I believe, later was shown to cause inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. Oh. So if you've been on those medications, and you know, we took them because we had pimples and our doctor told us to, but you need probiotics, whether you feel like it or not, because some people have symptoms that manifest in their gut, others they manifest in their brain, or as I mentioned, their skin. The number one way to help eczema is through probiotics. I have an adopted son who's 15, had terrible eczema. We helped him through following a probiotic diet, consuming probiotic-rich foods as well as probiotic supplements. And we've seen that work with too many people to count, whether it's a severe condition of gluten intolerance, celiac disease, or whether it's minor lactose intolerance, gas, bloating, et cetera. The first line of defense in your body is probiotics. But I will say this, if you're concerned about the latest germ that is out there, which there's always a germ that's out there that's scary, the internal army, your probiotics must be at high alert because they will fight your battles for you. Whether you have a gut issue, a brain issue, a skin issue, there's no one that I know that can't benefit from following a probiotic diet.
So is it, I can tell Tammy's over here going, I gotta do this, right? So is it pretty safe to just say, look, get the probiotic diet, try it, see what it does for you. Is that a safe thing for everybody?
Absolutely. I have never met a person, no matter how healthy they feel or healthy they look, that couldn't use a probiotic boost. Maybe you're someone who just has your yearly bout of food poisoning or that stomach bug, just that protection, or you're traveling. Yeah. I have had a dream for years, and I remember telling your folks this 15 years ago. Every missionary, short-term or long-term, should have probiotics packed with them as standard course. Why go to a short-term mission trip and be down for 2 days?
Yeah,
and it's awful. And you're down in a place you don't recognize. I hear people all the time, they're in the hospital, they're getting IVs. Double dose on your probiotics prior, during, after for a few weeks. But I've consumed soil-based organism probiotics for almost 30 years every day. My ancestors did when they pulled a carrot out of the ground, rubbed it off, and ate it. But we've become over-sanitized. We're too hygienic. God created us to live in harmony with the earth. And when we lose that connection, we lose so much. And one of the main things we've lost are these probiotics. And we give you a way to add probiotics to every meal deliciously. Today, you can get probiotics in a very tasty way. Your kids can go off to school with. We even talk about probiotics that help prevent colds and flus, upper respiratory infections. You need to arm your kids with these because what do we say? It's going around in school, like preschool, elementary school. This is a absolute disaster when it comes to health. And I know so many parents whose kids are constantly missing school because they're sick. We tell you what probiotics to use for which condition and how to build a healthy lifestyle. We give you recipes, meal plans. Probiotics, a word that sounds sort of scientific, but the probiotic diet is simply this, how good germs create great health. And we're missing them.
It's good.
I have one of those missions horror stories. Where something got me and I got the bug and it's not funny. You're right. So I'll be back in the mission field soon. And Tammy will too, actually.
Yeah, that's why I ordered probiotics.
Right, so we have the probiotic diet and we want you to get it as well. And the way you can get it ordered today is by supporting the mission network that we so much enjoy. You can bless someone else and bless yourself by blessing your health today. Watch this and we'll tell you how.
There was something missing in the Angolan village our team recently visited. It was the laughter and excitement of the children. The worried expressions on these mothers' faces confirmed what we had all been told. This area is in the throes of a food crisis. Maria has fought these battles before, struggling to feed her family, and now once again, she finds herself trying to keep her grandchild, Mabina, alive during this crisis.
You can see by just looking at this child how malnourished the grandchild is. And yet this grandchild is so fortunate to have this angel of a grandmother, a woman who knows what it is to suffer, to fight, but to persevere, to never give up. She explained that she's also lost her ability to feed herself or her grandchild. Lost because of the drought here, not because she didn't make an effort, not because she didn't work hard. She's done everything she can do. The question is, have we done everything we can do? Are we prepared to fight as hard as she fights? Will we give what she's given? Will we give up what she's given up? Or will we do the thing she didn't do, and that was turn a blind eye, say it's too much, say I can't do it. I know I can't, and I know that I won't. And I'm asking you to have the same answer today, to say I can't, I won't turn a blind eye, I won't try and pretend that I haven't heard the story. Instead, I'll do all that I can do.
I know most of us who were raised in church heard that story of the Good Samaritan and thought, oh, I would be the one to stop and help. Well, now's your chance. You've seen the situation, and that situation is in many parts of Southern Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa. There are people right now who are suffering through no fault of their own, but they're hungry. Crops have failed, or floods have come, or famines have come, or there's unrest and they've been forced out of their home. Whatever, the situation is out of their control. And we don't know the full story, just like we don't know the full story of that man who was on the side of the road in the Jesus parable. What we know is our ability to respond, our responsibility to respond. Right now, you can respond. Respond to Mission Feeding by joining us. Go online, make the best gift you can. And when you do, know that a gift of $30 will feed 3 children for about 3 months. A gift of $100 would feed 10. And a gift of $1,000 would feed 100 children for the next 3 months. That's what Mission Feeding does. The question is, what will you do? And Tammy, I know that when people partner with us, they're expressing God's love in both word and deed, and it has a very real impact.
It does. We've seen it. I have been in those places, Randy, where I have also held little tiny babies like that. Crazy enough, you think they're babies, but some of them can be
2 or 3.
Right?
I know.
And they're so tiny, and their little wrists. I remember being given a little tiny bracelet one time from this little girl. I don't know if she ever did make it, but it was so heartbreaking to be there with her. They are doing everything they can, and they are suffering, and they are exhausted. And I think about myself, when I feel like I'm exhausted, what do? I turn to my friends and say, can you help? Can you help pick up the pieces here? Can you help carry the weight for me? And I think that's what we're asking of you today. Could you help pick up the pieces? Could you help carry the weight for these precious families that have done all they can, and they are at the very brink of breaking, but they need a little help? Would you be that help? Would you consider being that help? Go to the phone today. Go online. Give the very best gift you possibly can that truly will make an impact, just like Randy said.
Yeah, and Tammy, I know you know this, but I want to say it's important that we do it right now.
Yes.
We do it today.
Yes.
Because hunger doesn't wait. Mm-hmm. And it leads to a downward spiral that takes a life quickly. I've literally seen it in a day.
Yes.
Where a child was sitting up, we're trying to take care of the child, and I even prayed, and the child died that night. We need to get out there. We need to go and say, here is what you need. And they need to get that in their system. So please go to the phone, go online. When you do, we do care about your health as well. And so we offer the probiotic diet today with your gift towards Mission Feeding. And so take care of yourself so you can help take care of others. Mm-hmm. People are waiting right now on the phones if you want to call. You can always go online. But join us today in Mission Feeding.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Severe drought and famine, including in crisis areas like Ethiopia, means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the blessing of taking communion. In this book, discover how the sacred ordinance of communion helps to feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Life Legacy Journal. This beautiful journal and pen will help you write your personal story and share the experiences that made you who you are. One day, the generations that follow will be able to look back and learn from the legacy you've left behind. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I hope you're going to the phone or going online. Do make the best gift you can. You know, we are the blessing in these people's lives at the time they need a touch from God most, so we can be that miracle. So I hope you'll get this book, The Probiotic Diet by Jordan Rubin. Tammy, I know it'll bless people.
Absolutely. I know it's going to help me on this next trip I take. So thank you, Jordan, so much. You are so appreciated in the body of Christ, the research you've done, fighting for life. All of that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've helped me, and I know you're helping hundreds of thousands of people. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep bringing out these heavy books filled with information for me to read and dive into. Thank you again so much, and thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Next week on Life Today, Paul Daugherty shares his journey of walking through anxiety and depression, especially after the passing of his father.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.